Welcome to the Currency.News podcast. It pays to be curious.
Well, Tommy, we've worked hard over the last few months. We've examined the Windsor framework. We believe some progress has undoubtedly been made. There remain some areas where we believe further work is required, mainly in relation to how the internal market of the United Kingdom operates. I've taken time with my colleagues to consult widely. I think we've a good understanding now of what will work for business in terms of their ability to operate within the UK internal market and at the same time ensure that businesses that trade with the EU can continue to do so. So I believe that the proposals we put to the UK government are fair and reasonable, and I am hopeful that we can make progress in the next few weeks and months that will get us to where we need to be will provide a basis on which we can restore that consensus that is necessary for Stormont to operate effectively. And that's the outcome I want.
You talk about looking for tweaks in the Windsor framework, but you'll also need money, significant funds to refloat Stormont. How receptive do you think the British government will be to that? Because you're in these behind-the-scenes discussions with the government all the time now.
Well, look, my priority at the moment, of course, is to get Stormont back up and running on a sound and sustainable basis. And that means addressing and resolving the problems that were created by the protocol and ensuring that any new arrangements that are put in place respect Northern Ireland's place within the United Kingdom and our ability to trade with the rest of the UK, as well as to trade with the EU. In terms of our financial situation, we have argued very strongly that the current funding formula doesn't work for Northern Ireland, and we're engaging with the other political parties to look at where those pressures are, where the priorities are in terms of getting the funding formula right so that we have sufficient to operate and deliver our public services such as health and education, that we have money to invest in reforming those public services to make them even more effective and efficient, and that we've got the tools that we need to grow the Northern Ireland economy.
That to me sounds a billion at least, maybe two.
Well, look, it's not for me to quantify that, and I think I need to be clear, Tommy, that we're not mixing the Northern Ireland's public finances with the issues related to resolving our concerns, the concerns of unionism about the protocol and the harm we believe it has done to the economy. I want to get that sorted with the government, but I also recognise that we need to resolve the issues around the funding of our public services, and that's a conversation we're having not just with the government, but we're having with the other political parties in Northern Ireland as well.
Let's not beat about the bush here. People want to see power sharing restored. You're not going to get perfection in relation to the Windsor framework because it is a significant improvement on the Northern Ireland Protocol. You've had your discussions in London. You know the mood in Brussels. You know the support you have from south of the border. Limited, but real. So, taking all those factors into account, is there a deal possible?
I am hopeful that we can make the progress that needs to be made. Primarily, that has to come from the UK government. I think there is now an onus on the Prime Minister and his colleagues to bring forward a response that broadly addresses the concerns that we have outlined. And they're not just our concerns, Tommy. They're the concerns of many businesses and people right across society in Northern Ireland. I believe that progress is possible. I believe the Prime Minister and the government are committed to resolving these issues. So I am hopeful that we can get this done.
You know, the Americans are very keen to have an investment conference in what they call the fall, we call the autumn. But I can't see them having that if they think Stormont is still mothballed. Is that your assessment as well?
Well, look, I want Northern Ireland to be functioning. I want our executive to be up and running. I want to have ministers in place so that we can avail of the opportunities that are out there. But we've got to have Stormont working on a sound and sustainable basis. That's my job. That's the task that I am now engaged in, and I'm hoping that in the next few weeks and months we'll see the progress that is needed to get Stormont functioning again, to get the institutions working for the people of Northern Ireland in a sustainable way and in a way that restores that cross-community consensus that is essential for power sharing to succeed.
You had a discussion here with the likes of Simon Harris, representing the Taoiseach, Dara Cleary, representing the Taoiseach, Ón O'Brien, representing Sinn Féin. People left that room encouraged by what they heard. Was that a proper assessment, Geoffrey?
Well, look, as a politician, my job is to make things work. My job is to get things done. And I am focused on getting an outcome that works for Northern Ireland. And I will not rest until we get that, until we have a response from the government that enables my party to say, and unionism more broadly, that there is a basis now for getting the institutions restored. Therefore, I think I travel in hope.
Will you take the Deputy First Minister's job yourself, or will you nominate someone from your party?
Well, we'll take a decision on that when that moment comes, but I am very clear in respect of the joint office of First and Deputy First Minister, the DUP will nominate a minister to that office.
That, to me, sounds like you're likely to stay in Westminster and maybe nominate somebody like Emma Little-Pengelly or Gordon Lyons.
Well, look, no decisions have been made on these things.
But it's your call, Geoffrey.
Well, it is, and I'll make that call when the time comes. We're not at that moment yet. There is still work to be done at Westminster. We've referred in this interview to the need to ensure that our public finances are put back in order, that our public services have the resources they need to deliver for people on health waiting lists, our children in schools, ensuring that we have enough money to build houses and create the prosperity that Northern Ireland needs. So I'm mindful that all these things are important. They're not just done at Stormont, though, they're also done at Westminster. And the DUP has a strong team in both places, and that gives me the confidence that the DUP, working with the other parties, can deliver what Northern Ireland needs for the future. But it requires that the foundations of Stormont are strong, and that's what I'm in the business of delivering.
Final question for you. There was quite a positive atmosphere at that discussion tonight. Do you now regard Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, as a friend? Micheál Martin as a friend acting in good faith, or are you still suspicious of their motives?
Well, I have to say that I've worked very closely over the last few years with both the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, and with the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. And of course, we've had our differences at times. But I think that there is now in the Irish government a recognition that the issues that we have concerns about need to be resolved. I think they want to see those issues resolved as soon as possible. And I think that opens up the opportunity when we do get the institutions back up and running, provided that we can hopefully get the outcomes that we need from the UK government, that we will see the kind of cooperation that can help both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland to deliver the prosperity that people want.
Brexit, the best of both worlds, opportunity for Northern Ireland?
That's what I'm working to deliver. I'm working to deliver an outcome that ensures businesses in Northern Ireland can trade freely with the rest of the United Kingdom, our biggest market, and at the same time, those businesses that trade into the EU have access into that single market as well. We're not there yet. We've got to resolve those outstanding issues linked to the Windsor framework, but I am hopeful that that can be achieved.
You've been listening to the Currency.news podcast. It pays to be curious.